Hi, this is Vision Destiny 2018. Got to the last session, session 11. In these sessions, I'm sharing revelation from 2017, some of the things God spoke to me, revealed in encounters, engagements. Again, I would encourage you to resonate with what draws you, what your spirit connects to. If you don't understand things, like me, a lot of the things God said, I'm in a process and journey of understanding, then just see what applies to you, and obviously we're applying it here for the church here and the wider church. Now, we had a prophetic revelation of that God wanted to engage us in a golden river. And this golden river was going to pour out from heaven, and we were to be prepared for it, and we engaged. And we felt disappointment was one of the issues that we needed to get dealt with before we could engage this golden river. And we went through the process of dealing with disappointment and looking to get rid of disappointment that was buried in that area. So then we had this golden river engagement, and we set out flags on the floor to represent the river, and we had the four faces of God there and the four living creatures, and we had the seven spirits of God invited and the four angels of transformation. So this was quite a significant encounter. And as I was seeking God about the encounter, God spoke to me, and I believe this encounter is not just for us as a church here, but actually has a wider application that everyone who's part of the Joshua generation, who's really seeking after God, can begin to engage in. So this is what God said. Sons, the Golden River is a point of convergence where time and eternity meet to create a Kairos moment of Kainos, golden opportunity. So this was a special occasion, basically. This is the convergence of the seven rivers, the river of the Spirit, baptisms, life, grace, mercy, love, hope, joy, peace, and fire. So these were seven rivers that many years ago we had encountered some rivers, and they were continually pouring out of heaven into our gatherings. But this was focusing them giving us clarity about what they were. These are the rivers that bring hope, released through the windows of heaven, cascading down like waterfalls, joining here into one glorious heavenly flow. Seven spirits of God are here to mandate, equip, authorize, prepare, reveal, empower you for your positions as a son of God. Seven colors of the redemptive gifts are flowing within the river to reconnect you to your redemptive destiny within the restoration of all things. It is an opportunity to connect to your eternal destiny and be part of the great shift that's coming. The river is flowing with grace and faith to restore your identity, equip you for new positions of kingdom government. Embrace the river and bathe in it. Be immersed and filled with a new, fresh momentum to propel you forward towards your destiny as sons of God. This convergence of time and eternity is designed to be a time for the fractured soul to be reintegrated and the pain of lost identity healed and wholeness restored. So this is a key thing for all of us, to come into a place of restoration and wholeness as sons. This is your moment where time will be suspended for you to reconnect and restore past and present, to remove all dichotomies and divergences to become whole. This river is flowing from my heart and is filled with my glory, expressed as the vast sum of my thoughts about each of you, revealing the pattern of my original intention. In this river, you can see your glory, the essence of your true identity, your true image of eternal sonship. Embrace the flow so that you can be transfigured in light and reconciled to eternity, so that all fragments and fractures within your soul's identity can be harmoniously restored to the light, frequency, and fragrance of your eternal position within creation. Within the flow is the sound of many waters, the voice, my voice, calling out to your name, calling you to sonship, to resonate with the frequency of my heart. Sons, hear the call of my voice and be transformed and conformed to the original image of your design. Behold me and become all you are intended to be. Now, the night before this Golden River engagement, we were in a conference with Justin Abraham, and there was a ministry time, and I lay on the floor and I found myself with open heart surgery. It felt like God had came and taken my heart out and revealed four blocked valves in my heart. So it was quite an intense experience, and I realized that I have a greater capacity to receive in than can flow out, which is a problem. And this is what these four valve block valves were about. The valves were unblocked, and I had an experience where God unblocked them, and now I can have an increased capacity. And so now when I began to engage the Golden River, there was something that increased my capacity to engage God's heart. And I first engaged wisdom and knowledge in the Spirit. That's what I felt before I stepped into the river. I wanted to engage wisdom and knowledge in the spirit realm and just be in their presence so that they could prepare me for engaging this river. So I stepped into the river at the violent end. We had the river aligned as the colors of the rainbow. So I stepped into the river at the violet end and immediately felt an increase as I was engaging the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, the spirit of the fear of the Lord has been involved in my scroll and in my destiny, and I just began to feel connected. Then the motives of my heart started to come into the light of glory and my destiny as I began to reconnect to my eternal identity and destiny. So this was bringing me back into something that I disconnected to, or I'd been in a process of reconnecting to, and this intensified that process. I started to connect to the groan of creation with the emotions from what was despair, despondency. Then I began to be filled with a new hope and a stronger passion for restoration. So as I connected up with what it was like and the wonder of that, and then I connected to the groan, which is the demonstration of despair and despondency that creation is filled with, then it really stirred me with a passion. I felt an overwhelming sense of compassion for the restoration of my heritage, for my family lines, and I immediately went to the consuming fire of God's love. Now, for those of you who heard my testimony before, Jesus took me through from Wisdom's Heights through Satan's trophy room and opened a door so I could go into where his consuming fire, where his love is, and where all those who have physically died, but their souls did not know God, go to. And so I've been there numerous times, engaging in my family line, sharing the good news, because death is not the end of choice for people who are God's children. Death does not end God's love or tolerance or patience or kindness. It's a continuation of who he is. And so Jesus showed me how to engage there, and he gave me a silver trumpet, and I preached the good news, and people followed us out of there, back through this fiery tunnel, back onto Satan, onto Wisdom's Heights, and then I began to see them bow their knee before the fiery sword and acknowledge Jesus as Lord. And they walked out. And so that was my experience. And now I'm back there with a real passion and compassion for those that are there. And I asked Jesus to accompany me there as the Prince of Peace, because I believe me going there was to do with being overwhelmed with the sense of fragmentation that was there and is in so many people. So I'm there standing, observing those in the anguish and turmoil of fragmentation within the fire of God's love, but without knowing God's love. And I've been in the fire of God's presence and know his love, and it was an intense experience. So this is a deep sense of anguish that's there. So with great boldness, I began to preach the good news about restoration, healing from fracturedness, fragmentation, brokenness, despair, deception. I shared about the power of the cross to heal, restore, make whole. I introduced the Prince of Peace so that they could see wholeness and come and be reintegrated. And oh, so many responded. It was amazing. And I pleaded. It was such a heart cry that I had to plead, calling to the parts. Calling to the fragmented parts, each of them, calling them to respond, because they are, I am the head of my family line, to return, to respond to the good news, to accept Jesus as Lord. I blew the silver trumpet eventually and beckoned them to follow me, and they engaged Jesus. I mean, it was amazing how they engaged the Prince of Peace and how they were brought into an integration, and that integration enabled them to say yes to following Jesus. And I felt such hope fill the atmosphere, and I walked out with multitudes following me through the fiery sword as I walked there with Jesus. I mean, it was amazing to see the peace that the Prince of Peace had brought in bringing the parts of those fragmented people, their souls fractured, into wholeness. And when they were whole, they were able to respond. And I was overjoyed that virtually everyone responded. And as I watched this happen, in a sense, I was in this encounter on this Golden River. Jesus then gave me a scroll. And he gave me a scroll with a new mandate for engaging the fire of God's consuming love for specific people groups, particularly for those who've been deceived by religion, false hope in their search for spiritual truth. And so now I can go outside of my family line and also engage with this specific mandate. So then I step forward onto the next area on this river, and I found myself in the Library of Heaven. The last time I was in the Library of Heaven, it was dark and only one book was lit by a light. And I asked God about this, and he said, if you, being so inquisitive, had seen all the books, you would have probably never come out. But this time my soul's previously insatiable need to know was resting in trust in my dad, in my father. So I didn't need to know. But now, as I was in this library, I began to absorb book after book into my spirit. Not into my conscious cognitive mind that I was trying to figure them out or read them, but the content, the heart of each book became a constant stream of true knowledge, and it flooded into me. And this was where the expansion of my capacity helped as I stood there. And an increased capacity to love, and an increased capacity to know. And I just was there, just absorbing the amazing wonder of the revelation of the truth that I was being filled with, but now I was able to release. So I have a greater capacity to release. And then I stepped forward into the blue area of the flag, and I was given a bigger glimpse into my role as a son in the what was before time. And that strengthened me to accept the present and future roles within the restoration of all things. As I connected to God's heart and desire, and I connected to what it was before it was, then it really motivated me again to restoration. I reconnected with my role as a light bearer and a catalyst of reconciliation and dimensionally. And so God is taking me into a deeper understanding of what restoration is all about, and a deeper desire to connect with everything within creation that's fragmented, fractured, separated, isolated, with reconciliation, and to do that dimensionally across the whole of creation. So the desire to see restoration between factions dimensionally began to surge within me, like I was feeling a new rhythm from the heart, Father's heart, and I started to pulse with energy and focus. It was a really intense encounter, which I believe God was wanting to open up to everyone. So I stepped forward between the green and the yellow, and I was filled with a new sense of purpose again, stirred by a recollection of what is the intention of God's heart for peace and love. Thoughts of harmonious union flooded my mind and my emotions. Overwhelmed I was as I just stood there, immersed in this amazing sense of harmony. I really started to feel the convergence of time and eternity, the Kairos moment of clarity and singularity. Everything just became crystal clear. And my tasks that had been hidden as mysteries within the Father's cloud came into view. Things that I never knew that I was called to do suddenly began to materialize, and I began to connect to them. I carry a sound, frequency, and fragrances destined to release the patterns of memory of what was, is, and will be. Restored hope of the ages as pulses of light and truth that will inspire, stimulate, and catalyze change. I have a task to radiate the hope of recollection that will cause desire for the harmony of union, the union of soul, spirit, body within the heart of the Father's intent, reconnecting with union of heaven and earth. That intent is the spark for reconciliation and restoration of all within the seen and unseen realms between dimensions and races divided. And then, having had this amazing encounter, God then started to unveil some of the things that I'd received in my spirit. So we began to walk together again. So the Father said, "Son, come walk with me." So we walked to the waterfall and enter the cave of assignments, is what I call it, because I keep getting assignments there, behind the waterfall, within Eden. I met Enoch, who hands me a scroll. "Son, this is the most difficult task that you've been given, so you're free to decline." And I've known some of the other tasks I've been given. But I thought, man, what is this going to be? But my spirit is so filled with the capacity that I've engaged with in this golden river, I was not hesitant. But I said, "What's the task?" expectantly. Now, God said, "Son, herein lies the difficulty. The task can only be known after you've completed it." And I'm thinking, I don't get that. How can I complete the task if I don't know what it is? But I will know after I've completed the task. Again, this was a riddle. But anyway, I said, "Father, I accept the task." "Son, walk with me. We are at a place of beyond, and there are three portals of light." The Father beckons me to step in through the central portal, but I hesitate, because I've been here before, and I went into the first portal, and it so freaked me out, because it was so inexpressible, dimensionally, and so different from what I know, that I couldn't contain it, or even understand it. So I hesitated, but Son said, "This is where you get to trust me." So I stepped into the portal. Now, I'm not free to tell you what happened there yet, because it's not yet part of my lifestyle. I had the experience. That experience has deepened, and I have more revelation of it, but the actual details of the experience, I'll share at some stage in the future when I'm able to. But it was... yeah, I now understand why I needed to trust God, because this took me beyond, stretched me beyond where I was really comfortable in being and going. But I said yes, and I get to trust the Father in this, even though, you know, it's not something I would have chosen to do, or if he told me what it was before, which is why he didn't tell me what it was before. But I trusted him anyway. "Son, do not be overawed by the task that you've been assigned." And this is what happened after we stepped out from the portal. "For you will have a willing heart that is drawing from the revelation of who you have always been. Discovering and rediscovering sonship is the focus of this season that's about to dawn." And I really believe this is the heart. This is why we're delivering Sons Arise intensive conferences. Our whole desire is to help equip the sons of God to discover and rediscover their sonship, their identity, their relationship with the Father. "My children must reconnect to their eternal destiny to be fully equipped as mature sons." That's why we're looking to engage in what was. "Son, revelations are about to be revealed that will further explode the limitations of your mind, and as a forerunner, you will make a way for others to follow." Just some of my experiences. "Son, this is not the time to shrink back as some are doing, but a time to advance boldly and take full possession of the cosmic dimensions of your inheritance." I've been mainly focusing on, let's do things here to get our sonship unveiled here so that we can begin to restore creation here in this planet and then go beyond. And I think that was a limited perspective And these experiences have expanded my perception to a cosmic dimension. And I've been a little bit, well, what's the point of doing stuff out there if we can't do it here? And God's shown me that actually what we do there is linked to what we do here. Just like the children of Israel of old, some fought for possession of the land of promise, but then settled back into old wilderness land and became under the Moses order once again. And this is a warning of what's possible. We can have amazing encounters in heaven. We can embrace amazing experiences of God. We can be in the heavenly realms and the courts of heaven and all those amazing things with the angelic realm and the cloud of witnesses, and yet still go and settle back because it's something we know. And there's always a danger. Son, there are those who started out as forerunners of the new order but are falling back into old ways of mediatorial coverings of the Moses generation. In other words, they are those who embraced what God was doing in establishing a government on earth as it is in heaven, benches of three, governmental foundational benches, not apostolic, prophetic, pastoral coverings of men, and they started out on that path, but they're falling back into old ways. So although revelation came, they're mixing that revelation with old patterns. The golden calves of glory and gold are beginning to be worshipped once again. Be warned of those who are like the Gibeonites, who were dressed to deceive but made a false covenant. Many years ago, Bob Jones made a statement, you know, it's the gold, the girls, or the glory that'll get you. Be careful, because the enemy will use one of them to try and trap you and mess you up. And so here God is saying the golden calves of gold and glory are beginning to be worshipped. So position, celebrity, money, finances are issues which are seemingly beginning to rise up from an old perspective, which is an indication that what's happening is that people are operating still under the old Moses generational order. There are those who are operating under the guise of the new, but are old wineskins and are deceiving many who are hungry but not discerning. Be careful. Not everything that glitters is gold. Not just because people are using a new terminology means they're operating in new terminology. If it's not relational and if it's not foundationally governmental rather than hierarchical, then it's not new. It's an old wineskin with new patches been put on it of names. Son, this is a warning. I am giving you eyes to see and ears to hear, that you will be able to discern the differences of the frequencies of the old and the new. And I really am sensitive to this. When I hear people talk about things, when I hear people talk about their experiences, and I've experienced it myself in situations where I've gone into places and where the old and the new is clearly in tension, and where the old is trying to control the new or stop. Yeah. And I'm sensitive to it, and God has given me this warning, and I want to give you this warning so you can take this warning and you can become sensitive to see. Make sure you embrace the new and leave the old behind. Don't mix it. I will expose those who are shrinking back to old structures of earthly government and coverings, using a new sounding patches on old wineskins that have never been renewed or restored. I have clearly shown you how I operate in times and seasons, and I've given you the pattern for three generations uniting together. God's desire is for three generations to work together, not from one generation to pass to the next generation, or one generation to withhold from the next generation so that that generation has to start again, but three generations walking together. The Joshua generation, the harvest, the first fruits of the harvest, and the harvest, I believe, are going to walk together, which is why we need to make sure that we're going to be around for it. We need to have our DNA renewed, restored. We need to take on Jesus' injunction in John 6 that we do not need to die physically, because there's going to be three generations to come. We're in one, the next one is coming, and the next one is going to come after that. Son, don't be drawn away from the simplicity of that which flows from my heart of love, to embrace that which has been made complex, becomes exclusive knowledge. if people are making it so complicated that you cannot understand it, or the protocols are so different, or they're secret and hidden and they're not letting you know the protocols of engagement, then this is what God is warning. Make sure that people who are engaging with are releasing what they've been given rather than holding it to maintain power. Son, there is no hierarchy within my kingdom, but there is a maturity within the different roles that reflects my manifoldness. So we all got different things to do, but it's not hierarchical. I am is expressed in diversity and uniqueness, and I celebrate the reflections of my character and nature expressed throughout the created order. My kingdom is an expression of my essence, love, and the circle of my relationship. Anything that does not manifest love and relationship is a perversion of true governmental authority and was birthed from the seed of the DIY tree. Son, this is a direct and clear warning. Do not go back and do not get trapped in covenants with the old order. Son, herald this warning loud and clear, as I do not want those who have tasted freedom to come back into captivity of those who are masquerading as new but are operating in the old. So I'm issuing you this warning. I'm encouraging you, don't come under the coverings of men. Don't come under a system that is covering you or providing that. Heaven's open, you have access directly. Do not come under something old which is masquerading as new. There are many on the journey out of the wilderness of the old who will be fooled by the celebrity status that is developing if they're not warned. I call you to issue this warning to protect those who may not yet have eyes to see, ears to hear the discordant frequencies that are resonating. Son, prepare for what is about to come and be ready. Stir my people to become my children so that they can recognize their sonship and take their places in government of heaven. Prepare for the shift that's coming by looking to wisdom's pillars and engaging in the assemblies where the times and seasons are being set. Heaven is works on times and seasons, and heaven is working towards a shift. Draw from my heart and come deeper into the depths of love and the secrets and hidden mysteries that are yours to find. Son, raise the expectations by revealing the potential possibilities that you have seen and the creative realities that you can choose from within the depths of love. Son, my voice control is an illustration of that, what your minds are designed to accomplish by the power of your consciousness. Now, what God is basically saying here is that we have the capacity as sons to choose realities which are aligned with the heart of God but are not fixed and fatalistically rigid. God has not got one perfect manifestation. He's chosen to work through imperfect vessels. So he's woven our imperfectness within his plan, and therefore he wants us to see the power that of our mind and our consciousness. When God spoke things into being, it was an expression vocally of what was in his heart and in his mind. And he's calling us to do things by the power of our conscious, expanded mind, free from the limitations that have been placed on us. When you know your identity, creation will respond to the power of your thoughts and words to be set free into the glorious essence of your sonship. Son, call and keep calling to creation to be restored, to be free, to be made whole in peace. Create expectancy within creation itself for freedom. Issue the answer to the groan with a new sound of hope. That's us. We are the sound of hope. Son, be the sound. Carry the frequency. Walk as a gateway of heaven's hope wherever you go in the seen and unseen realms. Son, call for the establishment of a new vista, a new horizon. See that new horizon from a whole new dimensional perspective. New beginnings, new priorities, new opportunities, new adventures, new identities, new roles, new positions, new levels of experience, new dimensions. Behold, I see, I am the God of the new. Because to me, everything is always new. God is calling us to see him as he is. Behold, see, I am the God of the new, because to me everything is always new and always old, but I always see from the optimistic perspective. Everything is beginning to be restored like new, as it is from my point of view. I am that I am is a statement of my being and doing. I am is who I am. I live in beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tav. Therefore, nothing is impossible. Therefore, nothing that cannot be. There is nothing that cannot be restored. Son, all things means all things, but I choose to do everything relationally in love, so that it's constantly and continually being renewed as my children discover the truth of their identity in the circle of my relationship and take their places and accept their responsibilities as sons of God. Son, you have glimpsed the reality that is my heart and my mind and know how I'm at work throughout time, space, continually in the now, working at the new to conform it to my loving intention. Restoration is not an event, but a continuous and continual realignment of free will choices, framing them in love's opportunities. Son, love has won. Love is winning, and love will win, because love never fails, is totally consistent, completely trustworthy, reliable, and faithful. Son, love has conquered. Love is conquering, and love will conquer, and overcome all obstacles, hindrances, obstructions, distractions, and divergences. I am love, and what Paul expressed to the Romans was what he saw and experienced when I opened my heart to him. Who can be separated from the love of God? No one. This was not a limited statement from a limited atonement, but an all-inclusive proclamation of love's overcoming power. Nothing is or ever can be separated from love, or by definition me, because as love, all live and move and have their being and exist in me. Son, the power of love is supremely sovereign and can never fail. As Paul again observed and expressed to the Corinthians, the power of love is unlimited, unrestricted, boundless, abundant, lavish, extreme, radical, effulgent, overflowing, indulgent, untamable, immovable, intransigent. 2017 was a year of expanding our tent pegs, pushing the boundaries, releasing creativity, deconstructing, renewal of the mind, end of the old mindsets, beginning of new possibilities, new adventures. For me, going east to form new connections, opening up governmental authority to others to take their places, new creative expressions, at work through the book and the blog that we produce, being more strategic, forming new relationships, even within the Engage in God programs, having 7 new mentoring groups with an opportunity of engaging new people. We're doing new conferences and intensives to encourage the sons of God to be untethered from the earth, to arise and take their places in authority in the heavenly realms. Ambassadors of the Joshua generation. God impressed on my heart the need to have ambassadors within the Joshua generation who are associated with the Engage in God program, who will administrate the Engage in God program in heaven for their spheres using the laws on our statute book. So God wants us to connect with people whose hearts it is to equip other people so that we can get the message out. Ambassadors with a heart and call for places, maybe cities, regions, states, nations. Ambassadors for people groups with cultural identity, language, ethnicity, cultural affiliations, young, old, new age, old age, religious, with a religious affiliations. People who have a heart for specific things who will engage those people or groups with the message of the Joshua generation and the call, and with the Engage in God program to help equip them. 2018 is a year to forge new alliances, to establish new relational connections. Sons to their father, sons to their brother, sons to their parakletos, the spirit, sons to the circle of the dance of the eternal, sons to their eternal identity and destiny, sons to sons, sons and the cloud of witnesses, sons and the angelic beings, sons and the dimensional beings, sons and the lost, sons and the generational lines of lost heritage, sons to creation, the circle of the deep, for individuals, families, ecclesias, cities, regions, nations, aligning things in heaven so they can be outworking the seasons on the earth. Once in the position of sonship, identity and authority, begin to administrate and affect the culture and affairs of your life, then increasing circles of influence, family, neighborhood, friends, discipleship groups, mountains, ecclesia, town, city, nation, with the discoveries and the weapons housed at our disposal, God is calling people to embrace their sonship, to embrace the call and responsibility that's part of their destiny and their scroll. The treasury house and all its rooms releases its bountiful abundance and wealth that is contained within the destiny of the sons of God. 12 pillars of government, 12 mountains, 12 groups, 12 stones, 12 gates establish therapeutic interventions. For us, we are looking at new ways of engaging people with sound and light and frequency and fragrance and connecting people with God to bring healing and wholeness and restoration, dealing with fragmentation. So we're exploring how to do that. Son, I've set out your course for the next year. It is to be plotted and navigated with care and precision using the 7 instruments that you were given by Prudence. A number of years ago, I engaged with an angel called Prudence who gave me 7 instruments. These instruments were all to do with navigation or in some way. And so God basically was telling me to engage with that again. Son, each of those navigational tools is a representation of a living being that's been assigned to your life. Let me introduce them to you so that you can familiarize yourself with their frequency and fragrance. So he took me and introduced me to them. They will be continually at work in supporting your heavenly and earthly roles. So son, meet those who represent the... Now, I'm not going to tell you what their names are or whatever, but these are the 7 instruments. The compass. So I met the compass, the telescope, the logbooks, the charts, the sextant, the instruments for measuring wind, sound, waves, light, and the trumpet to herald the call. Those were the 7 things I was given. And I need to engage those 7 living creatures, and I need to receive from them the wisdom, insight, understanding, revelation that will enable me to plot the course and navigate in the realms that God's calling me to go with more precision than I've done before. You will need to pay more attention to plot the course ahead, and as you will need to avoid some areas and go through some areas. There are some storms and calms to navigate, both for local, international, and cosmic. Legislate for these situations ahead of time and prepare for the best outcomes. Son, there is a time to sow, and now is it, and then there will be a time of reaping in due season. Spread the load, prepare to listen carefully, and you will increase. Son, the season of grace that is coming will need thoughtful planning, or it will get out of hand and create a sense of complacency among those people who will find it easy to go back to old mindsets. Son, the weapons of grace must be smart and guided to be strategically deployed. This is why you need representatives for the Engaging God program within the spheres of influence that you're responsible for. Call for ambassadors who you can meet with, and they can be intelligence gatherers and analysts to provide the information that will inform operational decisions. You know, and I'm looking for people. If you out there have a call for a particular area or a particular people group or something, and you're a part of the Engaging God program, we would like to be ambassadors who would engage with us to be those informational gatherers that will enable us to make decisions, informed decisions. Because God is spreading the load. I can't do it all on my own. I'm helping to equip people here, but there are lots of people in the Engaging God program, part of the Joshua generation, who I believe are called to such a sphere of government and influence. And if you're interested, please let me know. Son, this is too big a task for one or two people and needs a network of operatives on the ground. These can be strategic benches as well as called individuals who see the bigger picture and are intuitive. Son, it is time to diversify and increase to take the load globally and cosmically if you are to fulfill the task and missions that I've given you. I call for order. This is my response. I release the sound frequency of the call out into the spiritual atmospheres of the hungry and thirsty to attract their attention. I send out the gathering angels out into the highways and byways with scrolls of invitation. I align the precept, statute, laws to release the ordinances of heaven. I call for the mantles of authority to be made ready and weapons prepared. I call for alignment of the High Chancellor's houses around the circle of the deep. I call for the scrolls to be placed in the hands of the gathering angels. I call for the discoveries and the mysteries to be unveiled. I call for the commissioning ceremonies, investitures, enthronements to be prepared. Son, be bold in pursuing all that you're destined to do. Do not go back. Do not hesitate. See beyond the natural physical realm to all that's within my heart. Son, all separation and division, fragmentation and fracturedness is from the chaos created when there is no peace. Creation itself is groaning because it has lost the harmony of peace and is now fractured and divided. The gospel is the message of the reconciliation of the cosmos. When I was engaging this, I was broken, taking all fragmentation into my body so that everything can be restored back to its harmonious origin within me. This is the message of the good news. This is what Jesus was doing on the cross. The gospel is the message of the reconciliation of the cosmos when I was broken, taking all fragmentation into my body. This is Jesus talking. So everything can be restored back to me in its harmonious origin within me. The restoration of all things was agreed and prepared for and accomplished in me before anything was even created. I call and commission my sons to respond to creation as ambassadors of reconciliation and restorers of the breaches. The breaches between all things must be closed and all broken relationships restored so that harmony will once again be the convergence of time and eternity. This restoration goes beyond all expectations that have ever been expressed by man, but it is the continuum of my mind and my conscious reality. Those who have the mind of Christ will be passionate about reconciliation and restoration. Son, feel my heart and know that anything less than total restoration is not an option that I contemplate. Love never fails. Love has won, is winning, and will ultimately win. Nothing can ever be separated from me. The whole of the created order, including all dimensions and realms, seen and unseen, exists within me. Son, this is the year of breakthrough for many who have learned to listen to the sound of my voice and become gentle and humble in heart. My desire is that my sons arise, take their places in the heavenlies with me. My desire is to release to my sons to a greater level than has been possible before, but most are not ready. I long for the maturity of my children to become sons that they have always been destined to be. My heart has always been open to my children so that they can enter the circle of love that has been waiting for them, but so many have fear in their hearts towards me. I have been pouring out my love for countless generations, but so few have truly experienced its power. Son, embrace the firestones for each season that is revealed to you. Humble yourself. Go down from your throne and submit yourself to examination by fire. Once you've been tested and empowered, engage the judgment with your scroll and let the consuming fire of my presence prepare you by aligning my heart with yours. This is something we can be proactive about in seeking to engage the fire of God's presence and let that fire do its work in us. Embrace the altar, embrace the seraphim, embrace the coals. I let go of my understanding and my control of self. I surrender my will and willingly yield all that I think, I know, I am, and have to my destiny. I choose to come back to the simplicity of pure relationship with the eternal, within the eternal circle of love, joy, and peace. I embrace the purification of love, and I rest in love's essence within security of the precepts, statutes, and laws. I stand, I kneel, I lie, as I become merged with the love in union and unison. Within I am, so being is enough here, joyously incapacitated by love's intrinsic values. This was me engaging the firestones. Son, arise, let go of this place, as I sink deeper into the love, the river of fire just flows me away, no longer a river bounded by banks and course, but gloriously free to expand beyond all barriers. I remember my first visionary glimpse of heaven with a door unlocked only by the key of my heart, revealing an atmosphere of glorious liberty. And now I'm back to where it first began, all limitations and restrictions, like the wisps of a cloud dissipating, unable to be grasped. I am again dissolving from all fixation to be part of the whole, yet still distinct as I sense and feel the universal discontent of the creation groaning, but with hope that sons will also learn to be lost in wonder and awe. Suddenly I snap back, and I'm before the fire scroll, not as it was before, but somehow now I am a scroll, unveiled before the consuming fire of God's loving judgment. This was a pretty intense experience. The eyes of fire lovingly refining the motives behind every action to the purest intent. The simplicity of love overwhelms me and inspires me as I drift off to beyond once again. I feel the call and pull from the hearts and minds of those I'm connected to by both mandate and essence. I hear the thoughts of confusion and feel the despair of lostness, and at the same time, the restoration of all things grips me and a resoluteness strengthens my resolve. I stand within renewed passion before the 70. As a result of all these experiences, I felt I needed to go before the court of 70, council of 70, as an ambassador for the Joshua generation, with some renewed energy, if you like. With the crystal that I was given representing the tree of life in my hand, this time pulsating with energy and motivated by love, and call for mercy to triumph over judgment, actually through judgment, as I feel the full weight of confidence in the victory of the cross, because that was where judgment was made and victory was won. Waves of love for those trapped in despondency forms a strategy within my mind. I see the reality of restoration and its implications for those who are pulling at my heart, and I shout but one word, freedom, with all heaven's force behind it. Rather than the echo of that cry diminishing, it seemed to reverberate and increase in intensity. To live loved is to rediscover our true identity as sons of God in relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. This is what He's calling us to. In all that I've shared over these 11 sessions, this is the key intrinsic element to it, to live loved, to discover who we really are as sons of God in this amazing relationship with a loving Father, to let the agape love of God lead you to rest, and so you can remember God's image and likeness redeemed in you. You can remember who you always are, always were, and who God wants you to be. I encourage you to live, to love living. See life as joy and a way to express and opportunities so that you can live from a place of rest and begin to engage creation in sonship, which is groaning. When we express joy the way we live, creation responds to us. To live loving is to express the peace found in a relationship as a son in, through, and to everything to bring restoration. If you draw anything out of anything I've shared, it is God's deep, loving desire to restore all things to Himself, to bring wholeness, to bring peace, to bring everything back to its original intent and purpose, and so everything can continue to increase in relationship with Him as sons. And wherever that leads and wherever that takes, wherever dimensions that engages in, is taking us beyond where we are right now. I'd encourage you to meditate and weigh anything that you're drawn to. Just let God speak to you. We'll just end with a little activation again, encouraging you each to engage with the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the Prince of Wholeness, who wants to bring you into the completeness of wholeness in your spirit, soul, and body as sons of the living God, and bring creation itself into the glorious freedom of our wholeness, but what we've come into. So let's just embrace the Son. I'd encourage you to just allow Jesus to engage you at another level, take you to the Father, take you beyond, wherever you need to go, whatever you need to do, whatever He needs to do in you, whatever He needs to do to stretch you, deconstruct you, renew you, restore you, allow Him. Embrace the fire. Embrace the fire in His eyes, the love in His heart. Allow Him to touch your hearts, to set your hearts ablaze with passion for His creation, with passion for Him, with desire for a deeper love. Just allow Him to unveil that and draw you into that deep, deep love relationship.